migration is good for all our economies. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That was the message from President Biden as he closed out the Summit of the Americas, announcing an agreement on immigration.
Lawful migration is not acceptable and will secure our borders, including through innovative, coordinated actions with our regional partners.
The pact of the Los Angeles Declaration is seen as a roadmap to bring in large numbers of migrants and refugees. The president said it addresses the needs of vulnerable migrants and the needs of countries hosting those migrants. A Texas judge blocks Texas lawmakers from investigating families of children seeking gender-affirming treatment.
Last month, the Texas Supreme Court said the State Department of Family and Protective Services could resume investigating families who get their children gender-confirming medical care. Governor Greg Abbott equated the medical care with child abuse and directed welfare agencies to investigate. Attorneys for three families said they were notified the investigations would resume after the Supreme Court ruling. Now, Austin-based Judge Jan Seufer has issued a temporary restraining order stopping the investigations after a new lawsuit was filed by the ACLU and Lambda Legal. Her ruling also applies to the three families who are being investigated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge has ruled the New York Attorney General's lawsuit against the National Rifle Association will be allowed to proceed. The decision dismissed the gun rights group's claims that the case is politically motivated. The suit accuses top NRIA executives of financial improprieties. Warnings on cigarette packs have been standard for decades now, but Canada is poised to become the first country in the world to require a warning be printed on every cigarette, building on its mandate to include graphic photo warnings on tobacco products packaging. The Canadian government says it anticipates the changes coming into force in the later half of 2023. America is listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A court appearance for a Michigan police officer now accused of murder.
Grand Rapids police officer Christopher Schurer arraigned in Kent County Court on second-degree murder in the April shooting death of Patrick Leoya, who body cam shows failed to comply during a legal traffic stop, resisted arrest, and grabbed the officer's taser before he was shot. The judge entering a not guilty plea and setting bond.
I will set that bond amount $100,000 cash surety.
Schur's attorneys in a statement saying in part that Leoya's death is an unfortunate tragedy that placed a decorated officer in fear of his life and that Schur will be exonerated. He's back in court June 21st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The marine shipping industry is facing new regulations to address carbon pollution, and the industry is fighting back. Its trade groups have been seeking exemptions for pollution emitted during voyages on rough seas. Cargo ship owners argue rougher seas mean more fuels burned, and it's unfair to treat similar ships traveling on different oceans differently. U.S. household wealth loses ground after seven quarters of gains.
U.S. household wealth plunged early this year along with the stock market, according to Federal Reserve Bank data, which found the net worth of households and nonprofit organizations dropped $500 billion to $149.3 trillion in the first quarter. There was a rise in home values, but those were eclipsed by stock market declines. The Fed said household balance sheets remain strong, but the effects of rising inflation now at a 40-year high, and the Fed's efforts to tamp it down with interest rate hikes could weigh on overall economic growth. The U.S. GDP shrank by 1.5% in the first quarter. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Japan has partially opened its borders to foreign tourists after 2 years of COVID restrictions. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.